Health insurance companies have officially submitted their premium requests for next year, how much they plan to charge on the federal marketplace in Tennessee if the state approves them. And the numbers are high, but it's still possible that rates will not rise by quite as much as proposed. WPLN's Emily Siner explains.
First, the current numbers. Blue Cross Blue Shield is asking to raise premiums on the marketplace by an average of 20% across the state. Cigna is asking for a 42% increase. That's also just an average. One Cigna plan would nearly triple in cost, although the state says only about a dozen people would be affected by that. This is not the first time insurance companies have wanted to hike up their rates. In fact, last year, both of them requested even larger increases. But the problem this year is that it's unclear whether the federal government will keep paying out an Obamacare subsidy that covers part of the cost of insurance on the marketplace. Here's Tennessee Insurance Commissioner Julie McPeak.
If Congress were to appropriate that, or if the administration would promise to pay those payments through 2018, the rate increases would go down.
In other words, insurance companies filed these rate increases assuming a worst-case scenario. So the scenario might end up being better. But if so, she says, the federal government would have to act fast, because under the current timeline, all of the details about health insurance for 2018, like how much it will cost, have to be finalized by the end of September. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.